A decision on whether to consolidate Jefferson County schools has been pushed to the spring. The plan is part of a larger effort to put an end to years of budget problems for the district, and the saga could be drawing to a close. I'm Lynn Hatter. The budget problems of Jefferson County Schools preceded new superintendent Marianne Arbulu. They go back before her predecessor, Al Cooksey, and they even predate Cooksey's predecessor, Bill Brumfield, who now chairs the district's school board. Brumfield argues it's time to close the district's last elementary school, and he says most of the board agrees with him.
They got some concerns of the condition of the building, and like I was telling, the carpet is filthy. I wouldn't even sit on it. It's just that there's so much repairs. When I was superintendent, I put hundreds of thousands in the thing trying to keep it going.
The Jefferson Elementary School is located in a neighborhood, and it's survived even as the district's other school facilities have shut down due to enrollment decline. School board member Sandra Saunders appears resigned to an eventuality. The school will have to be merged with the middle high school.
I advise everybody, if you want to see where your kids are going to school, visit the school. And then I think once they visit and do a walkthrough, in which we are willing to arrange for anybody, walk through it. Let's see if our school is up to par as all other elementary schools are. And I think, you know what, the decision would be a better one if they go out and look for themselves.
And Shirley Washington, the previous school board chairwoman, agrees.
We must think what we want our children going to school in that environment. When we do that, then we will have an open mind, positive attitude, state, yes, you want us to consolidate? If you give us the money, let's keep Jefferson Elementary School. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. But the condition as it is in now, we need to make changes.
That's 3 out of 5 Jefferson County School Board members. But new Superintendent Marianne Arbulu is not sure consolidation makes financial sense.
And what are the savings, and are they significant enough? And does the community want to do it? And if they do, that's a different conversation. If they don't want the consolidation and the savings aren't significant, then that becomes the litmus test, right?
Arbulu was able to balance the district's budget without closing the school. And she says she's heard from parents who don't want to see the school merged. At issue are concerns about putting younger kids with older ones. So Arbulu says she's withholding judgment on what the decision should be. Jefferson has been placed under state financial control, and its oversight board is pushing the district to seriously consider merging the elementary school with the middle high school. Frequently cited is the health and safety of the students, coupled with the costs of repairs to a building that's more than 30 years old and aging badly. One of its wings burned down a few years ago. Arbulu has managed to convince the oversight board to hold off on the idea of consolidation until the spring. The board did grant conditional approval to the district's capital budget, and it appears ready to approve its operational spending plan with some changes. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.